أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال قائل منهم إني كان لي قرين يقول فإنك لمن المصدقين. In the previous ayat we read of some of the great favors, ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala on the people of Jannat and how they will be enjoying. Among that, they will have very casual and light talk also. They will remember of incidents of this worldly life and they will discuss that also. So one such incident that they will discuss, Allah Ta'ala refers to that. قَالَ قَائِلُ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي كَرِينَ. Bola ek bolne wala unme mera tha ek saathi. The people who will be talking, enjoying the ni'mats, and in their talks, the one will say, I had one friend in the world. According to some tafsirs, this was his brother, which is referred to in Surah Kahf, the two brothers who had a farm, etc. So whether it was two friends or whether it was these two brothers, the one of them was a true believer and the other one was not a believer. So the non-believer said to his believing brother, friend, يقول أئنك لمن المصدقين كها كرتا كيا تو يقين كرتا هي أئذا متنا وكنا ترابا كيا جب هم مر گئے اور ہو گئے مٹی أئنا لمدينون. Kya humko jaza milegi? That when we do you believe, like commonly this happens when we have non-Muslim friends also, which is very dangerous, and in the talks they have discussion, religious discussions also. So this non-Muslim friend brother told his other friend that, do you really believe that when we die we will be turned into sand, our bones will get finished, and then we will be resurrected again and we will be brought up for accountability again? You really believed us? In other words, how friends talk, this is far-fetched, it's impossible. How can this happen? How they influence one another? قال هل انتم مطلعون. کہنے لگا بھلا تم جان کر دیکھو گے. And then he will say also that, I wonder what is the condition of that person. Yeah, I believed and alhamdulillah I died on iman and I'm enjoying here in Jannat with all the enjoyments of Jannat, but I wonder what happened to that friend, that brother of mine. Can anyone check up for me, where is he in Jahannam? Where Jannat is the highest stage, Jahannam is below it. And from the double stories of Jannat, a person will be able to see into Jahannam also. And he'll see the condition of the people there. So he'll ask, can anyone perhaps identify, check up, where is he? فَطَّلَعَا فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. پھر جھانکا تو اس کو دیکھا بیچ و بیچ دوزخ کے. And when they looked around in Jahannam, they found him right in the middle of Jahannam. He's suffering in the azab there and all the consequences of his disbelief. قَالَتَ اللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. بولا قسم اللہ کی تو مجھ کو ڈالنے لگا تھا گھرے میں. And then this first brother who is in Jannat, the first friend, he will say, by Allah, it was close that you would have caused me great problems. You should have thrown me in the hole also. You should have put me into the fire of Jahannam. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحَذَّرِينَ. اور اگر نہ ہوتا میرے رب کا فضل تو میں بھی ہوتا انہی میں جو پکرے ہوئے آئے. If it wasn't the kindness of Allah and His mercy, I should be amongst you also that have been presented and are here in Jahannam and suffering the consequences. Just like friends would encourage one another to smoke and even to take dakha, even to take other haram substances, lika, etc., to go out with girls and to womanize, etc., to go and gamble. This is all dangerous things. And the person who gets saved is only by the fazl of Allah. Sometimes a person is caught up such with his friends that all of them are involved in wrong and he is one only. And only if it's Allah's favor he gets saved. And the main is the saving of one's iman. There a person will sit and talk and appreciate it. And then further, this person will say, أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمْ mayyitin, kya ab humko marna nahi. He'll say, now no more we have to die. It was only that one death we had to go through, the death of dunya, no more. And the people of Jahannam are continuously dying and are being reborn to suffer further consequences. They are suffering all the time. The sufferings they are having is like they are dying. But then they are given life and they keep on suffering. And he will say, Alhamdulillah, we had that one death of dunya, we went through it, and now we are just in enjoyment, and no death comes upon us here in Jannat. Illa mautatana al-ula wa ma nahnu bimu'adhabin. Magar jo pehli baar mar chuke, aur humko takleef nahi pahunchegi. Only that one death we had to go through, after that no difficulties, no hardships for us at all. Inna hada lahu wal fawzul azim. Beshak yahi hai bari murad milni. This is the great success. This is what a person should work for. Don't be influenced by friends. Don't be influenced by the media, by all things on the websites and all the different things. Read Quran Sharif and get the reality of deen. Read kitabs of our buzurgs and elders that will strengthen our iman. Listen to such bayans. Otherwise all the other things cause doubts in us. And from doubts, then the doubts become strong and we go into disbelief, which is in our hearts. And then it goes onto our tongue also. Our actions become weak also. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْآمِلُونَ. Aisi cheezo ke waaste chahiye mehnat kare, mehnat karne wale. It is for these things those people who make effort should make effort for. Not the temporary gains of this dunya. Not setting up all types of parties and all types of meetings which are all haram and are evil. Working hard to have a wedding which is against Shariat. All the wrong things, we should not work for that. These are the things to work for. How beautifully the Quran is presented to us. The Jannat, the scenes of Jannat in this world. And has encouraged us, work for this. This is what a person should work for. Otherwise, don't land yourself in the fire of Jahannam. Be very careful of evil influences that are all around all the time. May Allah guide us and help us. Wa akhiru da'wana.